We started with Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. When we start our Mahalach of Avodah, in the Heilige Tag that the Alter used to call the Yomim HaNechmodim, the Gute Tag, the Glustige Tag, the Tag was Yedem Mensch V'lhoben. These are the days and the moments where a person ties himself back to the Eibishter. V'rastich Libra Muna. How is Klal Yisrael tied to the Eibishter? We're tied to the Eibishter with V'yadatas Hashem. If a person realizes that Hashem is here, he's tied to the Eibishter. And how are we tied to the Eibishter with these 40 days of our Avodas Hashem? To tie ourselves back, and this is the connection, and this is the Zriya for the whole year. So we start with Avodas Hashem that's called Elul. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. What does Elul mean? Elul is the time a person is supposed to think about his wonderful Maisim, how good he is to the Eibishter. Some people make a mistake. They walk around Elul, that's a brach, and they think about the Avedis. You're never supposed to think about the Avedis. We'll soon get to Yom Kippur, how you're supposed to behandle Avedis. But Elul Avada, you're not supposed to think about your Avedis. Elul is the time when you're supposed to think, Ani L'doidi, V'doidi Li, Rabbeinu Shalom, take a look of how good I am. Take a look how kind I am to you, and how good I am to you. Look at the mitzvahs that I'm doing. I'm doing Talmud Torah, I'm doing Avodah, I'm davening, I'm doing Gemilas Chasodim. And then you think, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, look what Hashem is doing for me. He gives me my Avodim, He lets me breathe fresh air, I don't have to be in a respirator. He gives me feet, I can jump around, I can play around, I can dance, and I can springen, I can lach, and I can veinen, I can do anything, I'm so free. And that's the Elul you're supposed to think, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. The Eibush is your friend. Then you take your friend and you make him into your melech. That's Rosh Hashanah, the Kepu from Yod, the beginning of the year. You start out that this friend who you like so much, this Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, becomes your melech. That's Hashem Melech, that's Malchias. And how does Hashem become your Melech? We take a Heilige Shofar, and we blow the Shofar, and a person trembles, and he realizes that Hashem that he loves so much, and Hashem that loves him so much, is not only a friendly relationship of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, but this Heilige friend is your Melech, and your Mamlech the Eibishter. You say, HaMelech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaKadosh, and you ask the Eibishter, Zechreinu L'chaim. That's basically the Avodah from Rosh Hashanah. But it doesn't end in Rosh Hashanah. We have to go weiter. What's the next step after Rosh Hashanah? The next step after Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur. The time of Yom Kippur is the time of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. It's the time when a person has to stand Lifnei Hashem. He stands in front of Hashem. In other words, not only is Hashem your melech, not only is Hashem your friend, but your friend that turned into your melech, you stand in front of your friend. Until afterwards, Sukkos, you throw yourself into Hashem's house, into the Tzila Damnusa, into the Tzel of the Eibishter. Now let's talk a little bit about the Inyan of Yom Kippur. And davening, if you notice, we say in davening by Shimon Esra, Melech Oizer U'Moshiach U'Mogein. There's four expressions. The Eibush is the Melech, he's the Oizer, he's the Moshiach U'Mogein. What does that mean? Melech, it says in the Mefarshim, that refers to Rosh Hashanah. The Eibush is the Melech on Rosh Hashanah. Oizer, what is Oizer? If the Eibush is the Melech, what else do you need? There's a melech that doesn't help everybody. It's from the distance. But this melech is close to you. Oizer, he'll help you. When is the Eibishter your Oizer? Il malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Eina Yochaloi. And I said it's you made tshuva, the Eibishter is your helper. If you want to come home, you want to go back to Hashem, you want to feel the Eibishter, then you tune into the Inyan of Oizer. The melech is your Oizer. And then Moshiach. When is the Eibishter Moshiach? When does the Eibishter help the Yidden? When does the Eibishter help seine Kinder? That's a Yom Kippur. The Eibishter is Moshiach. And then Mogein, when does the Eibishter put a shield? It gets even closer. Oizer helps you to a certain distance. Moshiach is even closer, but Mogein stands right next to you. And he puts a shield at the Sitra Acha, and the beard Malochim, and the beard things can't be Mazik the Mensch. Mogein is like Shana Rabba. V'yazon at Zion, however you feel, your hergeshe by Melech, Oizer, or Moshiach, or Mogein, we're now at the time of Oizer. The time where we're supposed to stelz of tzu to the Eibishter, when the Eibishter is helping us. It says in Chazal, Il Moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizrei Ein Yachaloi. If the Eibishter wouldn't help a person, he would never be able to combat the Yetzer Hara. So at these moments, the Heilige Minuten of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, when we're supposed to prepare ourselves for Lifnei Hashem Titaru, when we're supposed to prepare ourselves for the time that we have to stand in front of the Eibishter, and the way a person feels Lifnei Hashem, that's the way he's going to be his Titaru. That's how much tighter a person's going to get. So let's take a look into the way the Rambam and the way the Rishonim explain us in Yonim of what we're supposed to do in Yom Kippur. And once we know that, we'll try to work it out on the oif in the way we can bring it down to our Pashta level, and the Eibishter will help us because he's the Melech Oizer. He's the one that's helping us now say Shemei Tshuva. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim Huzman Tshuva LaKoil. Yom Kippur is the time that everybody's supposed to do tshuva. Zman tshuva l'kol, the ganze welt has to do tshuva. L'yochid u'l'rabim, say the yochid and say rabim. What the Rambam means is many times a person has an aveda proti. A person does an aveda, a yochid does an aveda. Somebody heard something, somebody skipped a word in davening. Somebody doesn't do this, a personal zach, that's l'yochid. L'rabim refers to the avedas a person does b'negeya to the rabim. If let's say, somebody should have been by davening, and he doesn't come to davening, it's not an aveda proti, that's an aveda for the rabbin. Because if he bowed, you don't come to davening, so then your table is a little empty. So the bacha next to you feels like, what am I doing here? So he doesn't daven good. That's an aveda for the yochid, that's an aveda for the rabbin. Akoponim yoyma kipulim huzman tshuva lakoil. Yom Kippur is the time that we have to do tshuva, everybody. L'yochid u'l'rabim. V'hu keitz mechilo slich li'Yisrael. The Rambam says it's keitz mechilo slich li'Yisrael. This is a time when the Eibush is soileach, and he's moichel gans kla Yisrael. Zog the Rambam, l'fichoch b'vibalt, this is the Heilige talk from Yom HaKippurim. Chayovim hakor lasis tshuva. Everybody's supposed to do tshuva. You're mechuyev. The Eibishter likes you. I told you this once. I don't know if I told you this, but when I went with my Rebbe Shliter, the Mashkiach, and we went to Eretz Yisrael, we went to a lot of Gedolim. And one of the Gedolim we went to was Rab Sholem Shvadron. And Rab Sholem does not talk since he's 13 years old. He doesn't talk Elul. From Elul till after Yom Kippur, he doesn't talk. And when people come in, no matter what, he goes, he can't talk, he doesn't talk. But the Mashkiach came in. And when the Mashkiach came in, he told, after we daven mincha, he sent everybody out of the room, and he told the Mashkiach to sit down, and he spoke to him. And he spoke to him for about 2 hours. It was half of a fella. And one of the things he said, over a murder dike gedank from his Rebbe, Rab Leib Chasman. And he said like this, what does the Pasuk say, V'yahavta eis Hashem alekecha? You should love the Eibishter. Who's talking? The Eibishter is talking. And the Eibishter says, Ich will das aus mein Lieb haben. Zog Rab Leib Chasman. Rab Leib Chasman says, how much Avas Yisrael, how much Avas Hashem should fall out from a person when a person realizes that the Eibishter is begging him, please like me. If Stol Zich for Rabbi Yashiv, Echveis Rav Shach, the God Ladur, comes over to you, he knocks at your door in the morning, he says, please, Yankele, do me a favor, I want you to like me. Was da weke fall von Schreck? Rav Shach is coming to me, that he wants I should like him. Stol Zich for Azah, gewaldike Yeschabrus. And here the Melech, Malchi Hamlochim, is asking every single Yiddish mensch, Ich bete mein kid, we all have to eis Hashem alekecha. So sleep up in the Eibishter. And the way the Mepharshim explained, what does it mean, Hashem alekecha? Hashem alekecha, dein God, was the Eibishter tut for dir, look what I do for you personally, Loshen Yochid, nish alekechem, no alekecha, dein God. So how much Avas Hashem is supposed to come out? When a Yid says the Pasuk, take a look, fearful Avas Hashem is supposed to come out. When a person says, we all have to. It says in Tana Devei Yo, the most happiest day of the year is the year of Yom Kippur. V'liyim shot leib seine kinder, tuch leib seine kinder. And there's nothing more big ava than a father to his son. What could I tell you? Yesterday I have my little boy, Avremele, he's a little boy, and I gave him a biggies. They said, a bunch of boys in the cheder, they should collect a little bit of money for tzedakah, and everything adds up. The boys brought in a few $100. It was very nice. Al-Kuponim, all the kids came home. My Avremele was missing. And he was missing for an hour and a half. And it was at night. And we didn't know where he was. We told him he's across 6th Street, somebody should cross him. We were afraid, Veves, anything could happen. And he was lost for an hour and a half. We were mamash frantic. Nobody knew where he was. We couldn't figure out where he was, and already was night. I was ois mensch. I couldn't concentrate on anything. I was a tzatumulta mensch. I couldn't have mairiv. I couldn't do anything. I was in ganzem falor until I found out that he was home. Atata at Libai kin more than anything. And whatever Atata at Libai told you once, the Eilige Baal Shem Tov once told, he once told his Talmud, he had a Talmud that had a little boy, his Talmud was a Zocher Muflig, he was over 70, and his Talmud had a little Yingler, he finally got a son after 70, and the old Talmud, this big Baal Mekubel, the Baal Shem Tov's Talmud, he was holding the little boy and he was chachking zich with him. He loved this little kid, he finally was Zocher for a kid. And the Baal Shem Tov saw him, the way the father, the old man, is holding his little son. And the Baal Shem Tov says, Dos lieb dein kind, like your son, of course, the father says. Zok de Baal Shem Tov, I love the biggest Rosha in Klal Yisrael more than you love your kid. You know what that means? Baal Shem Tov isn't saying guzmas, he's not saying lies. Baal Shem Tov was saying, it's moiri de ga'avas Yisrael was arara gvul. And he said he loves the biggest Rosha, the worst Rosha in Klal Yisrael, he likes more than you like your son. And then he told the old man, and do you know what? The Eibishter likes the greatest Rosha in Klal Yisrael more than I like the biggest tzaddik. The Ava was the Eibishter, the Ava, the Eibishter that lead Klal Yisrael is Moedidik. If you think about it, the Eibishter is giving us such a Moedidik in Matana and Yom Kippur. He's saying, come home, Kindlach, come home. Come to me. I'll take off all your Vedas. Just come. Say hello. Come to me. Livnei Hashem. Just stand in front of me and just tip your head. Bow down a little bit and say you're sorry and I'll be Moedidik you for everything. But you have to come. Just walk into my house. Stand in front of the Aron Kodesh. Livnei Hashem Titoro. I'll give you everything. The Rambam. V'balt it's a day that's Kate's Mechila Slichel Yisrael. Chayovim HaKor Lasses Tshuva. Everybody's Mechuyiv to do Tshuva. And the Rambam adds three words. Ule Hisvadeis B'yom HaKippurim. Everybody's Mechuyiv to do Tshuva and everybody's Mechuyiv to say Vidu. Now, let's understand this Rambam. Bishlami, you want to say the Eibishter wants us to do tshuva, I understand. We spoke about it once, that tshuva means you come back to Hashem. You know that Hashem Melech, Hashem exists. Just like Yosef HaTzadik said, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. The Zelbut Echoch Hashem is going to say, Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem. I'm all over the world, why couldn't you find me? Just like by Yosef's, Yosef had a tiny to his brothers. Why didn't you think that I'm around? Maybe I'm Yosef, Ani Yosef. You had all the calculations in the world. And you're looking for me so many days and you can't find me. Why don't you think that I'm Yosef? I'm telling you, you're Reuven, you're Shimon, you're Levi. Now I'm asking you about your father. And you know that he was dreams 22 years ago. And you people don't forget, you're big Eluyim. So Ani Yosef, why don't you even think, Efsha, maybe that I'm the one, I'm Yosef, the one you're looking for. And the brothers, when they heard that, they fell down in Shrek, they fainted, they realized, oh, how right this Yid is. And they're looking for Yosef, and here he is right in front of them, and they take a poch and they were nifta. But the Eibishter gave them back to Neshomas. The same thing Hashem says, Ani Hashem, I'm all over. Why you say you're looking for me, you can't find me, I'm all over. I'm in your cup of water, I'm in your aspirin, I'm in the blood like grass, I'm all over the veld, I give you the koiches. I'm the Baal koiches kulam, why can't you find me? Why is it so hard for you to look for me? Ani Hashem, it's the Zelbut HaKochem. So this is the time when the Eibishter says, Ani Hashem, Akol Ponim. So that we understand what tshuva is, a person comes back to Hashem. A person, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, says to Beitshuva, we say, oh Hashem, we're coming back, we know you're the Melech Chai V'Kayim, you exist and you're all over. Das Fashteach. But why is the Rambam say, Lehis Vadois? Why do you have to say Vidui? Why do you have to say Vidui? What's the Nafkimina if you say, yeah Hashem, no, not Hashem, no. As long as I say Hashem, as long as I come back and my feeling in my heart is, Hashem, I was always looking for you and now I find you, Rabbi Yisrael, Mechveis Tebizdor. That's Maspik, what do I need more? And noch pella, you see, the Rambam says in the beginning in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Aleph, Haloch Aleph, the Rambam says, a very big chiddush. He says, V'chein balechatois v'ashamais. Somebody brings a chatas or an asham. Ba'eshim evin kabneseim, at the time when they bring the carbon on the shogig or the mezid, they have absolutely no kapara until they do tshuva and they say vidui. Till they do tshuva and they say, that mensch kommt mit a korban, stell sich vor, korban cost a lot of money, korban chattas cost a lot. And the person comes and he's coming to the base of Migdash and he's nizbaz and he's tzebrochen. And of course he does tshuva. So the Rambam, no, he doesn't get no mechila yet. No, until he does tshuva and he has to say vidu, he has to say he's sorry. What's nafgibin if you say it out of your mouth or if you don't say it out of him? What do you need the vidu for? What's to talk the vidu? The ikasar is, I know that you're here. The boy Hashem, you want, I shall find you. Now I found you. Tshuva, I come back to Hashem. What do we need the vidu? What's the inyan of vidu? Now the pshat's like this. The pasuk says, in the famous pasuk of tshuva, the way the Ramban learns this pasuk in itself, it's kapitel lamed pasuk yud aleph. It says, ki ha mitzvah hazois asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nefleisi mimcha. The mitzvah that I'm telling you is not far. It's not far. Loi b'shamayim, this mitzvah of tshuva is not in himmel. And the v'loi me'ever hayom, it's not the other side of the yom. No, vas is it? Ki korv elecha hadova ma'oid b'ficho b'lvovcha la'asoysa. This mitzvah of tshuva is so close to you. It's in your b'ficho, in your mouth. Bulvovcha in your heart, la soy so you'll be able to do maisim. In other words, like the Halakha Balatanya explains, there's three things. There's the peh, there's the lave, and there's the maisim of a person. Zok the pasuk, it's not far from you, it's so close. It's beficha bulvovcha la soy so. So the Evan Ezra asks between the lines, what do we need all three things? Everybody knows tshuva is only in the heart. Tshuva means you come back to Hashem. Rabbi Yisrael, Chas Hashem, I ran away from you, and now I'm coming back to you. What do you need beficha for? So the Evan Ezra explains, kol ha-mitzvahs ikren halev. All the mitzvahs, the ikr is in the hearts, a person's hearts. And David HaMelech used to say, Rav Hutn always used to say this, t'no b'ni libchali. Mein kind, give me thine hearts. All I want is your hearts. If I have your hearts, I have everything. T'no b'ni libchali. Give me thine hearts. If I have your feelings in your heart, I have everything. So Zok Devin Ezra, kol ha-mitzvahs ikrin is in the lev. Dikas ach is the lev. So what do we need beficha? What do we need the mouth? Zok Devin Ezra, v'yesh mehem zeche bepeh. The ha-mitzvahs, which is a remembrance, bepeh, l'chazek ha-lev. To be mechazek your heart. The Evan Ezra is telling us such a moilidika shlissel, such a moilidika important zach. There's many, many feelings in your heart. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad. Sometimes you're on the borderline. You don't know, are you happy, are you sad? You're mixed up in different feelings. You know what you should do? Just say out of your mouth, I'm happy. Once you say out of your mouth a certain direction, your heart will go in that direction. When a person wants to come to do tshuva, but the person still has a yetzer hara, nobody shechted his yetzer hara. The only one that shechted his yetzer hara at the end of his life was David HaMelech. The Medrash says, Libi cholol bikirbi. He made his hearts. Cholol the yetzer hara, he made a cholol bikirbi. The only one was David HaMelech. The only one. Everybody else, down, it was only at the last tkufa of his life. But David HaMelech also had a problem till it was Libi cholol bikirbi. Everybody else has a yetzer hara. So what does a person do? A person comes back to the Eibishter. And from the koilis, from the Aron Kodesh, the Torah is yelling to us, T'no b'nei libchali, give me thine hearts. And we're standing in front of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, but we have mixed feelings. Avada, we're sorry for everything. We'll soon talk about it, about how a person is supposed to feel how sorry he is. But Avul became, even though he's sorry, he still has a rotzen. He wants to do this, and he wants to do that. The Yetzirah didn't die. He still has the same Yetzirah. And now you're right after a few days later, it's come out. Who knows if it's not back the way it was before Yom Kippur. And the person loses himself legamli. So what should the person do? How could it be zeichem? So the Eibishter tells us there's an eitzer, and that's what the Rambam is madgish again and again. Say out of your mouth you're sorry. Come and say you're sorry. If you say you're sorry, you moved your heart another direction. Rab Chatzkel, the big flame of Ponovitz Yeshiva, Rab Chatzkel, the one was at Balaich, the ganz klal Yisrael, after Hitler took away the whole dirt. Who gave us this whole amun and the whole yiref, not for Rab Chatzkel? And Rab Chatzkel used to tell us, the avoid of Yom Kippur is just to give a turn in the right direction. Take a little step forward and then you're connected forever. Just a little step. Little step, don't jump into the Aron Kodesh, you can't live there. You have to live right where you are, right where you are. But one little step forward, one little step forward. But how could you make the step? The heart slept this way and the heart slept that way. And everybody in his mind knows right after Yom Kippur is Ben Azmanim. And Ben Azmanim is just a little bit free, it's a little bit free. Vos Tupman. So the Chazal knew our problem. They know what it means that after Yom Kippur, it's a little bit loose. So what's the Eitzah? Just stand on Yom Kippur and say, I'm sorry. If you stand and you say out of your heart, I'm sorry, Rabbi Hashem, I'm going to try to be better. I'll be mishtadl to be better. If you say it out of your heart and you make a Kabbalah like the Halachis and Vidui, if you make your Kabbalah, a little bit of Kabbalah, we'll soon see what types of Kabbalah, a little Kabbalah, and then you'll be Matzliach. That's why you have to have Vidui. Vidui chooses all the feelings of your heart, and it takes out one feeling and says, this is where I'm going, this is my direction, this is what I'm going to do. David HaMelech said, He'emanti ki adaber. Rabbeinu Shalom, I believe in you. You know why? Ki adaber, because I said it again and again and again. The Heilige Peleoy, it says, a person should always say, Yemirtz Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya d'yevishat helfen, even if you don't hold the bai, favos, because it's going to move, it's going to program your heart and your seichel. It's going to program them to go in a certain direction. T'no b'ni libchali. How do you have b'ni libchali? You know how? With b'ficha b'lvav chalasai say. If you say it with your mouth, on Yom Kippur, if you say vidui, as much as you can, as much as the tight, you know, there's a lot of different types of machzorim that has the tight first, the art scroll, and the other one, the mesoida, I think, mitsuda, siddha, whatever it is, and they have the tight first. Say it out of your mouth, and if you say it out of your mouth, it's going to push your heart to a different direction. In one point, there's a very, very important akuda, which is negeya. It's negeya for the whole year. It's negeya for every time your Rebbe talks to you, every time your Menahel talks to you. It's negeya every time your parents talk to you, and it's negeya when your friends talk to you. You have to be moida when you did an aveda. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, and the Eibush had a tiny tekla, so listen to this pasuk. It's in Kapitel Beis, pasuk Lamed Hei. Vatoimri! The Eibush tells the Novi to tell Chai Yisrael. Vatoimri! You tell me, Zok the Eibush there. Ki nekesi! You tell me that you're free. Hashem says, I gave you a patch, and then you start yelling, what do you mean? Nikesi, I'm totally clean. Ach, shov, apay mimeni. Hashem, take away your kas from me. I didn't do this, Ave. What are you giving me such einshim? I don't deserve this. Nikesi, I'm totally clean. And Ashi says, vatoimi bilvavcha. You say it in your heart, you say it in your heart. I didn't do this for skum nazazach. Zog di ebishte. Hinini nishbat oisach al omrech loichotasi. Now I'm first going to give you a patch. Why aren't you Moed Ala Emes? If you come, you're going to be Moed Ala Emes, I'll take it away. But if you have the chutzpah to say Loichatasi, then I'm going to give you a frask. Be'etzim, it's a pasuk in Mishle. The pasuk in Mishle says, in Mishle Chof Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel, Mechase Pshov Lo Yatzliach. If you hide your Avedis in the way that Al-Bag explains, when somebody confronts you and says, hey, how come you didn't come to Maidiv? What kind of teretz is this? And you start with Azat teretz, Nazat teretz, Nazat teretz. You should say, Rebbe, I'm sorry. You're right, I take it. Plineda, I won't do it again. I'll try not to do it again. Why didn't you come for Slichas? Well, I really wasn't feeling well. Well, what do you mean you weren't? What kind of teretz is that you weren't feeling well? It's Mechaseb Shoav Lo Yatzliach. You can say, Rebbe, whatever teretz you have, but be Moed Ala Emes. If you're Moed Ala Emes, your Rebbe will be Makar of you 1,000 times more. But if you give false terutz, Mechaseb Shoav Lo Yatzliach. Mash'en kein the posik firzois, Umoide v'oizev Yeruchem. If you're Moide, and you'll be Mishtadel to be Oizev Yaveda, Yeruchem, Hashem will help you. We'll have Rachmonis in you. You can't be Mechaseb Shoav. Now, I want to tell you something. Yom Kippur is an Eren Statog. Yom Kippur is not a day where it's totally free. It's not a Porsche to talk. It's a day that you can walk away but chush godl. Chush godl you can walk away. But you have to be moided at katosi. You have to be moided. You have to feel it. We'll soon get to what the feelings a person should have. But you have to have the feelings like katosi. Otherwise, you're not going to... We can't shtel zetzut to the Heilige Tag. The Heilige... The Torah is machayvas lifnei Hashem titoru. When is it with lifnei Hashem titoru? If we do our vidui, we say our shamna the way we're supposed to. A little feeling. You don't have to go into all the pshotim. And you don't maybe even have to know the tight of all the words of our shamna, maybe if it's hard for you. But at least the feeling, the general feeling, the Rabbi Hashem Chatosi, I did such foolish things, I wasted so much time, I did such nourish things, Sai ben Adam Lamokim, Sai ben Adam Lachaveroi, I hurt so many people, I could be so much bigger and I could be so much better, and I'm not that way, and I have Charotah. And you say it out of your mouth, Yashamnu, Bogadnu, Al-Khaychechatonu, even if you don't know the Taich, but this should be the feeling in your heart. I'm sorry, and I'm moida that I did an Aveda. If you're moida, then moida va'oizev yiluchem. We'll be zoicha for wonderful things. But if a person takes it hefka like it's nothing, and nothing, and you just sing along with the tzibur, nish dosis Yom Kippur, it's much, much more than that. And if we want to get from Yom Kippur, we have to get to this feeling. Just a little bit, everybody in their own level. Just be moida one day a year, one day a year, nishmer. Say chatasi, Rabbi Hashem, I'm sorry, I'm moida that I did Aveda, I'm going to try, I'll be mishtadl to be a little bit better. The Pasuk says, if you take a look, in the Pesukim by Adam, the first Aveda in the world, Vayishma'as koil Hashem lekim misalach bagon l'ruach hayom, Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, the first Aveda, the Eitz Hazach in the world. He was the first Moirid b'malchus. And all of a sudden he hears the koil Hashem. He hears Hashem Elokim, the Midas HaRachmim and Midas HaDin is coming together, thundering through Gan Eden. And he hears it coming to him. And right away, they realize, Gevalt, we were caught. What do we do? Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Ha'odom. Zok the Eivish to El Ha'odom. Vayoyim Eloi Ayeko. He says, Ayeko, remember what I told you before, Rosh Hashanah. This Taina Ayeka was said on Rosh Hashanah. And every year Hashem says Ayeka to us. Ha'odom, it doesn't say Odom. It's Ha'odom, Yedemensh. Hashem tells us, Ayeka avu bistu. Mein kind avu bistu, avu leivstu. And Vayoyman, he says, Nuras kol chashamati. He makes himself like he doesn't know. Kol chashamati, began, I heard your kol. Va'ira, I got scared. So ve'chove, I hid myself. Then the Yabshah gets into a conversation. Did you actually eat from the eats that I told you not to eat? Did you have to do that? Did you? Right away, he starts yelling back. It's my fault? You gave me the Isha. So the Zohar HaKadosh explained, what did Adam say? So the Zohar says, he tells the Yabshah, when I was single, I wasn't married. What did I do in Aveda? You give me a wife, and then you have a tiny to me? She took me. What's supposed to familiar? Zok disipunu. You know what the tiny on Adam Lishin was? Hoysel Mirshal. This was a terrible Aveda for Adam. Why? Because he was Yiches Ashmosi Lakoina. He blamed the Abishah. The Abishah said, hey, well, how come you ain't for das? Listen, he was caught. You can't fool the Abishah. He should have said, I'm sorry. He didn't. It's not my fault. It's your fault. This is the way you talk. This is the way you talk when you were chapped red-handed. And the Medrash HaGadol says, noch weiter. The Yabishah told him, Efshah HaMino 8, and he got into a conversation, and right away, Adam, he didn't go hard, and right away, Adam should go, he should say right away, I'm sorry, and he wasn't that way. And then he says, Tainas, Ato Garamtun Li Lachtoi, Shenasati Li Isha, and she gave me Mino 8 for Eichel. Oh, so when the Yabishah saw that, the Yabishah said, Wild, Yetzach Mevem Chandel, and the Yabishah threw him out of Gan Eden. The Mefarshim explained, the time of Adam Rishon wasn't only because he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Why aren't you moida when you do an Aveda? Why did you run away from the Emes? Who do you think you're running away from? Be moida. Somebody confronts you. They're going to chop you left or right. By hook or by crook, but to happen. If somebody confronts you, why did you do this? Be moida, chatasi. Don't run away. Let's take a look by Kayin. It says, Hashem al Kayin. Hey, Hevel, I was Hevel. He just murdered him. The first murder in the Torah. Kayin killed Hevel. Zot Vayomer Hashem El Kayin, Ey Hevel, the Chazal explained Vayomer Hashem Midas HaRachamim. The Yebish mit Rachmanis comes over to Kayin, my kin Kayin, Ey Hevel. And the Mephoshim explains us, the Alter from Kelm explains, Kayin was the first person, the Novi. He was from the first Navim. He spoke to the Abishta. That means he's a Navi. And he was the one that was Machadish that you should bring a Korban. He was Machadish by himself. He was Machadish Kabbalist by himself. We're talking about a great person. So, Vayomer Hashem El Kayin, Ehev Lachich, Avuz Hevel Dein Bruder. Vayomer Lo Yadati, Hashem Ochi, Anarchi. How should I know? What am I, Hashem? So, if you take a look in the Medish Tachuma of Anoit and Pashas Belashis Ois Test, there's a Moiledika Maisim that explains the whole story what happened. It says, Kayin and Hevel, it says in the Chazal, they were 40 years old. And Kayin and Hevel, they decided to divide. Let's divide the veld. I'll take the Karka, I'll take the Adoma, and I'll take the Shepselach. And then right afterwards, they divided, and then he said, well, he was taking his Shepselach, and he was taking him around the Adoma, that they should eat. And he was chasing them from the Har to the Bika, from the Bika to the Har, and they couldn't get along anymore. After 40 years old, they just couldn't get along anymore. Everybody wanted a rice, each one wanted a take. Rav Shach, if those boys remember, I think I mentioned to you, Rav Shach, in the opening, when he made this new party called the Degel, and he made this Degel HaTorah, his first thing he said over in his maimah, in his tremendous maimah, he spoke about this medish. He says, take a look. Two people in the veld, and there's no room for two people. He says, how is it possible? Here we're sitting, how many people, Blair and I, in the room, we all seem to be comfortable. And then all of a sudden, Cain and Abel, two people on the whole planet Earth, Nishmer, besides Adam and Chava. And there's no room. Let's divide. Mekenesh Levin B'Sholem. He says, take a look at the Koichas Vasadan Amench. A person can lose himself so much that he can't live in the veld with another person. You know how far that is? Such a Rav Shach was saying, such a Tarchocha Magula to us. You have to learn how to live with other people. You have to, even to, he says, it's going so vital that two people can't live in the whole veld. There's not enough room. Evasus das meint. Al-Koponim, the Chazal is saying, till they got into a fight, and Cain went to kill Hevel, and Hevel was stronger than Cain, and he got down Cain, and he beat up Cain. And right away, Cain saw he was going to get killed, so he told Hevel Achicha. He says, Vayomel Hevel Achicha, he said, Hevel. It says in Pasuk, Vayomel Cain El Hevel Achiv. Cain spoke to Hevel Achiv, my brother. He said, Achiv, that's what he told him, Stach, my brother, don't kill me. So Hevel said, okay, I won't kill you. Soon as Hevel turned around, Cain picked up a rock and smacked him, hit him in the head. He hit him in the foot. He didn't know how to get the neshama out. He wanted to murder him. And he was wounded, but he didn't die. And he hits him in the hand, and he hits him in the foot, and he hits him in the head. Until the Zohar Kodesh says he bit him. And then he destroyed him with Azah HaShchosa. The first vicious murder. No, after that, Shtozach for his feeling. After that, says in the Chazal, then Cain realized what he did. So he says, Oy Gewalt, what did I do to my brother? I killed him. So my father and mother are going to run after me. They're going to say that they're going to be Deutish is dumb for me. They know I'm the only one that did it. I'm going to run away. Miyad niglolov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yabsha came to him. And he told him, listen, maybe from your father and mother you could run away. Oh, but in front of me, you can't run away from the Yabsha. Like it says in the Pasukim, a person can hide himself from Hashem. You think you can hide yourself in a closet I won't see? There's no such thing. Hashem sees everything. Omaloisi, he says, the Yabsha tells him, Hevel had rachmonis on you. You got into a fight with him and he had rachmonis on you. How could you dirty fight? You turn around and you go and you kill him. And what did you do? And you murdered him. Azam Isa Mishuna. How could you do a zazach? Where's Hevel, your brother? So what his kind answer is? Lo yadati. Hashem ochi. Hashem, I know where Hevel is. Do I know where he is? Shoimu shamayim. The Yabsha caught him. What the Yabsha sees all over. When Azet Vikain kills Hevel, and he goes over to him and he tells him how he killed him, and he gives him to Choch, who do you think you're running away from? And when the Yabsha says, how come he did it? I don't know where he is. What did I do? He puts his hands in his pocket like he does not. What do you want from me? Like, what did I do? He catches him with the fingerprints and the blood is all over his head. What did I do? I'm not, this is the way you talk. The Taino and Kayan is, why don't you say Chatosi? Come, say Chatosi, be Moida. Ula Yerachim, Ula Yerachim. But there's no such thing as Loi Chatosi. Who do you think you're talking? You're talking to the Yevishter. Don't you realize it? No, Loi Chatosi. Well, I don't know where he is. Hashem Malachi Anoichi. What did Yehuda do? What did Yehuda tell the brothers? Yehuda by the Maisef in Shvatim. It was a Moira Mem, I told you, Moira Dikavot from Avyankiv. Avram Avinu had a son that they had to be Misalik. He had a son. Avram was a tzaddik, but he had two children, Yitzchak and Yishmael. They have to push away Yishmael, and only Yitzchak stays. Yitzchak's a tzaddik. Yitzchak also has two sons. He has Yankov and Esav. We push away Esav, and we stay with Yankov. Now Yankov has children. So L'chayda, we have to push away one. Who do we push away? And that was the fight Yosef with the Shvatim. The Shvatim felt that Yosef is the one you have to push away. Why? Because he says that we have to be pushed away. And Yosef had a shtickle toyed and he saw them doing this aveid and this aveid and that aveid like the Medrash tells us. And the Shvatim held that Yosef is a roidiv. Because Yankov, it says, Tite nemes Yankov mitosei shleimo. All Yankov's children have to be gevaldik. Yankov's not like Avram Yitzchak. Yankov has a special haftocha. The Balaam of Kabbalim explained why. Because Yankov is a combination with Avram and Yitzchak, a very, very tiferet. But Al Koponim, Yankov is gevaldik. And Yankov can't lose any one of his children. But there was a mistake over there, even though Yosef saw that they were doing that, but it was a mistake, it really wasn't Aveda. He didn't learn right pshat. And because Yosef, he brought the Basim Ra, and he said he wanted to get all the other Shvatim thrown out. And he told his father he should be the continuation. Zok the other Shvatim, no, you're the Raidif. And they held he was a Raidif for Klaisa, and they were going to kill him. So right when they were about to kill him, and they were Zok Yehuda, Vayoyme Yehuda Alecho, what are we going to gain if we kill our brothers? We're going to hide his blood. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, what's the Hisofa v'chisina was dome? What is he saying? We're hiding his blood. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, you know what Yehuda is telling his brothers? If you people taka, if we paskid vaskumt Yosef Misa, we can't be ashamed. We kill him and we let everybody know that we kill him. There's no such thing as killing a person and then hiding. I didn't do it. V'chisina was dome. If you want to kill him, if it's Haliga Mamish, then you can't say Loichatasi. You hold it's not even Aveda. You can't be Vachasinu as Domei. And that's the Tfiyah. A person can never hide. You can't hide. If you hold it, just stand up and say this is what you did. Don't hide. Later when somebody asks you, did you do it? Get up and say that you did it. Don't be a chicken. To do the mice you can do it. And then when somebody confronts you, you can't do it. You can't say Loichatasi. The Zelbazach we have in Pashas Baloischa, the Muridika Maisa, from Aaron and Miriam. Vatidaber Miriam, Va'aron B'Moshe. They spoke about Moshe. What is Moshe different than anybody else? What is he? We're all son of him. And why is Moshe being different than all other of him? And then right away it says, Vayomer Hashem Pisaim El Moshe V'Aaron V'Miriam. Moshe, the Abisha Pisaim. He calls out Moshe Aaron V'Miriam. And he gives them Moridika Teichocha. He says, you're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Abisha tells Aaron and Miriam, Moshe is different than all other of him. And what happens? All of a sudden the Pasuk says, Vayichar Af Hashem Bom. The Abisha gets angry, Vayelach. What happened? The Abisha is in the middle of a conversation, and then Vayichar Af, he gets angry. How come there's Vayichar Af? What happened over here? So the Sipurnu explains, you know why Vayichar Af? Shaloi Nichnu Tekif. They didn't right away say they're sorry. It took a little bit while, did it? And then right away, it says right away in the Pasuk, that Vahonon Sor, that the Onon, Va'onon sar ma'ala oil. The onon left ma'ala oil. It left Miriam. It's not going to stay. And why? To lay Levisha, everybody should see that she's a mitzaras. And then really, the Sipunu asks, the Pasuk fears us at the end of the parasha, Va'om lo inosa ad ha'osef Miriam, the onon didn't move. Why didn't the onon move? Everybody knows if the onon gets up, you follow the onon. That's the way they were knowing in the Midbar. But everybody knew, Zop the Sipunu. Everybody knew, why did the apes do this? To embarrass Miriam. Why to be Levisha? She spoke Lashon Hara. What was the problem, Zokti Sipunu? She wasn't Moed Ala Emes. When the Abisha confronted her, why did you talk that way about Moshe? Moshe's not like everybody else. He's not like every. He's Taka bigger than everybody else. Miriam and Aaron right away should have said, I'm sorry. But they didn't. And Vibalte paused for a moment and they didn't say, I'm sorry. V'yichanaf Hashem. The Abisha gets upset at when somebody is confronted. And the Abisha chaps a person, whoever it is. Right away you have to say you're sorry. If you don't say you're sorry, then there's a Moiridika Tfiyah. The Zelbazach we have with this Moiridika Maisa and Shmuel. Vayomer Shmuel El Shol. Right, Shmuel told Shol, the Abisha sent me that I should make you the Klal Yisrael. You should be the Melech of Klal Yisrael. Koy Amar Hashem, Zokti, Koy is a Moiridika Lashon of Nevuah. Koy Amar Hashem Tzavokais. There's such a kingdom that's called Amalek. I want you to wipe out Amalek. V'hikisas Amalek. V'loi sach me'olav, don't have any rachmonis. V'heimato me'ish v'ad isha me'oile v'ad yoinik me'shoir v'ad seh me'gomel v'ad chamor. Kill everybody out. That was the tzivui. And it comes out at the end of the story, it says, V'yachmel shol made a kal v'choyme. He says, ma nefesh achas, and one nefesh, the Torah says, you should bring a negle arufa. All these nefashis, alachas kam v'kama. And then he says, im odom chota, behema machota, im gedolim chota, katanim lo machotu. A ganze shtikl Torah, shol says, am olidiki shtikl Torah. And then what happens? The Eivish sends Shmuel over to Shol. And it says, Nu, Shmuel, go over to Shol and ask him if he was Makayim, if he listened to me. And what does it happen? Vayhi dvar Hashem el Shmuel leimor. Zok di Eibshe, nechamti kim lachti Shol. I don't want Shol for a melech. He didn't listen to me. What is the first words that comes out of Shol's mouth when Shmuel confronts him? He says, Baruch atol Hashem. Ah, I thank Shmuel for coming to visit me. Hakimoisi es dvar Hashem. I was Makayim the mitzvah. And then Shmuel lets him have it. Lomeloi shamata. Lomeloi shemata. And then Shol answers, what do you mean lomeloi shemata? Asher shemata b'kol Hashem. I listen. Avayta nochmal until he tells him, you lost your kingdom. That's it. You lost it. It's going to be given to somebody different than you. Reyacha toivim menu. And Shmuel, then Shol HaMelech said chatasi. The Mefarshim explained, what was the tefillah on Shol? Why weren't you moida? He would have gotten away with so much if he just would have said chatasi. No, he didn't want to be moida. If he bowed, he didn't want to be moida according to his level. Therefore, there was a tefillah on Shol HaMelech. The Zelbataina, the Gemara Yuma tells us, Lo osed lo voy the apes is going to ask the oni, the osher, and the rosher. Mipnei ma lo yasak the betoida. Why won't you? Osed the oni is going to give excuse, and then the osher is going to give excuse, and the rosher is going to give excuse, and the Gemara shows him there's no such thing as an excuse. If somebody asks you something, say chatosi. You can't run away from the emes. If somebody runs away from the emes, mechase pshov lo yatzliach. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us Yitzayin. It's a very tifa Gemara, but I'll just say it poshut. The Gemara says that Rabbi Lezer ben Dedaya did a lot of Avedis. And then when he realized where he was up to in the veld, how low he was, and he wanted to do tshuva, he said it went over to the Shnei Horem Ugvayos. He sat between Shnei Horem Ugvayos. And he asked the Horem Ugvayos, be mispal for me. And they said they can't help him. Then he went to the Shemayim Vaharetz, be mispal for me. They said, we can't help you. He asked Chamal Levona, be mispal for me. I can't help you. And then he says, oi, eina dova tola yela bi. Right away, he niach roishi ben birkov, v'go b'pchiyat sheyotza nishmosai, until he died. He asked all these, the Chama, the Levona, the Horem, the Gvayis, the Shemayim Vaharetz, help me. And then he said, we can't help you. And he says, oi, then it's only tola yemi. And he put his head between his knees and he started crying and yelling until his neshama went out. And a baskol came out. Ale, Rabbi Lezer ben Dodaya, mizum lechai olam abo. The Baskel gave him smicha. He's the Rebbe of Gans Klai Yisrael. How you're supposed to do tshuva? The mensch had gelikt in kol mini shmutz in the world. Mit ein minut vet the Rebbe Lezer ben Dodaya. And then Bocha Rebbe, and Rebbe was crying, wow, yesh konei lomei b'sha achas. Take a look, a person did kol dover osar. And mit ein minut, kum tarais a Baskel is mezum alechai olam abo. Who could be zeich for that? What's the whole conversation, Rebbe Lezer ben Dodaya? What's up in the Gemara? You know what the Gemara is telling us? Mamish, what we spoke about before. When they came in Rabbi Lezer ben Dedaya, when he had an Aveda, you know what he blamed it on? He blamed it on his mazel. He said, Rabbi Nishlam, it's not my fault why I did all these Avedas. I was born with such a teva. He blamed it on the Horem Ugvayos and the Hashpo he got from the ganze Welt. He blamed it on the Cham and the Lavona and all different Hanhogis that are in the Welt. He blamed it on them. And they told him, my friend, we can't help you. This is Nishkein Teretz. We have our own problems. Me Kennedy Nishtelfen. And then he realized, Ein Adova Tol Eli B. I can't turn to anybody else. I myself have to say Chatosi. And he put his hands between his knees until he cried that his neshama came out and he became the Rebbe from Klal Yisrael. We have a parasha in the Torah that's called Egla Rufa. It's a ganze parasha in Kiseitze, was Tutzach and Egla, I mean, in the end of parasha Shoiftim. If you take a look, the whole Arichas, all the halachas, what happened with Egla Rufa. I was looking through the halachas of Rambam, it's late, just to describe what happens, how does the Kedem have to go out, and they have to measure and have to find out where is this person that was killed. Is he in this city, is he in that city, and where they measure all the halachas, it's moiledik. Do you know why we bring an Egla Rufa? Because no one said Chatasi. If one person would have said, I was the murderer, then you don't have to bring no Egla Rufa. It's because we don't know who the person is. And because we don't know who the person is, we have to have a special tefillah. And it says, we have to beg the Abish to the Sanhedrin. You know what that means? The Sanhedrin have to go out. They all have to go out. And they all have to say, Kaper Hashem bias moichel. Why bias moichel? We don't know who did it. And there's no one that's getting up to say Chatasi. Amoyle diket tefillahs on a person if a person killed somebody and he doesn't say Chatasi. Then he has to bring an Egla Rufa. We need special anhogas and special tefillahs. Whole komini halochas, a lot of halochas that are written just in the parasha of Egla Rufa. The Chazal tell us, it's Taiseftim Brochis, Maise Babos Kenim, four Kenim were Yoshvim Bibei Shah Shah Rabbi Yeshua. There were four old tzaddikim that were sitting in the Shah of Rabbi Yeshua. Elezer ben Masna, Chanina ben Chachinoi, Shimon ben Azai, and Shimon HaTaimoni. These four lions were sitting at the shadow of Rabbi Yeshua. And hoya oiskim b'mash shon lehem Rabbi Kiva, and they were oisik in the Torah that the Rabbi Kiva told them. Mipnei ma zocha Yehuda lemalchus. Why was Yehuda zocha for malchus? Why mipnei shahoyde b'tomo? How embarrassing is such a maisa? Rab Sholem once described to us b'shem is Rabbi Rab Leib Chasman. Moyedik, stell zoch for the gedoyle hador is standing in front of you. The shift they call. Mit Yankov Avinu, who was Mitzayid, it was half love a fella. And then we take out this lady. We want to burn her because she did a gefella ha'aveda. And all of a sudden, Shtelzach Avek, Deloisha Sanhedrin, Tzotko, Mimeni, she's right, it's from me. How much? much koiches nemt von a mensch to be moide in such a meiser. How embarrassed was Yehuda? As strong as he was, but who could shrug on himself such a bazoin? Can anybody in this room get up? We're all Hamish. Could you get up right over here in the stand and say chatosi? I'll never forget, I was once in Camp Agula, and I once said certain gramen. And people that I don't know if they were machaven, yeah, l'shem shemayim, but not l'shem shemayim, it's not negeya, but they were against me in camp. And one of my gramen, somebody touched it wrong. And they touched it wrong, and they came out that I was mavaza the base of Mikdash. And then they came, this was one night before the end of the camp, and everybody, all my friends turned against me. It was mamish gefelach. Everybody was against me. I was mavaza the base of Mikdash. They passed around chrome, it was mamish gefelach. No, Rav Yankov Teilbaum was alive. And they came to him. I didn't mean anything. I didn't say anything. It was just getaiched. People, it's the way the teva. Some people, because of kino, of other things, that, and they want to shling guy. Good. And then Rabbi Belsky was there. Rabbi Saul Belsky, he told me, there's no other blader. You have to get up in front of the whole camp the next morning and say you're sorry. Now everybody knows I'm an easy guy. You know, I don't mind getting up in front of a crowd, but at camp, that's all I did was make noise. Yeah. So I used to do that all the time. So I get up. I got up right after the one that learned the halacha, right after davening, the whole camp was there. They gave a patch and a bima. I walked up, and all of a sudden I was about to say it, my jaw got locked, and I couldn't talk. The words didn't go out. And I realized I'm staying, the whole camp is quiet, and I started pushing with my fingers on my lips. I should try to push it, get my, oh, I got locked jaw. I'm not making a melitza. The words didn't come, my jaw got tight, and I couldn't talk. I was so nizbaza, and so, even though I still feel other yom I didn't do an avera, but let's say I did, to get up, and it was Hamish and guys, it wasn't their parents, it was Camp Agula, you know what, it's only Ruach country, that's all it is, nothing to worry about, and I couldn't talk, I just couldn't talk, it's just like the words just didn't come out, until finally I was just like mumbling and coughing, and right, I didn't know what I said, what I didn't say, and I walked away, and I was yoytze, and I was zerbrochen, zerstochen. A guy to get up and have him to say chatosi. Do you know what that means? Yehuda to get up in front of everybody. And chatosi, what is he saying? That he didn't wash my mechroinim? He's saying, tzotka mimeni, azazach. Noi levo'oyim, noi levo'oyim. Zog the chazal, a man that's that strong, that can get up in front of the shiftei kor, the loisha sehedrin, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Shach, the Pnei Yeshua, the God Ladar Mamish. And he gets up in front of his father, and they all pass in this lady called Misa. And he gets up, Tzotko Mimeni, if you could do such a koyach, you're the Melech of Klal Yisrael. Zog the Chazal. Mipnei ma'a zocha Yehuda l'malchus, mipnei shahoyde b'toma. And Yehuda was a Zayda. He was a Zayda to David HaMelech. When the Nosan Anovi came, and after the same Misa, the same Sugya, Misa with David with Bathsheba, and Nosan Anovi, Vayishach Hashem es Nosan el David. The Abish sent Nosan to David, and he gave him a ganze marshal, and he gave him Tachocha. What was the first thing David said? Vayoyime David el Nosan Chotosi Lashem. Chotosi. And the Vilna Goyen says a David Nifla. If you take a look in Tanakh, you see when it says the word Chotosi Lashem, there's a space where there's no words written, and then it says Vayoyime Nosan el David. Gam Hashem hevir chatos chaloi somus. Hashem is taking away Yaveh loy somus, you're not going to die. Frag the Vilna Goyen, how come you have an apusik? You don't have any psik in the middle of a pusik. Zok the Vilna Goyen, David HaMelech got up to say Chotosi Lashem. He was going to be moide with such a moide to give video. He was going to say Chotosi, or Visi, Pashati, or Shamnu, Bogadnu. All the Al-Chetz, he's going to say everything. He gave up everything, and he realized where he was holding. He realized he was Mamash HaToyis. And who are we talking about? We're talking about David, that Kol Ha'oime David Chota Eina Elatah. And Abchatzkel explains that we're talking about the level of Tanoim Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni Omer Rab Yonison. That Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni Omer Rab Yonison said that if you say David Chota ain't El Atoya, you're a Toya because you don't understand the Aveda. There was a get, everything was legal, everything was Apimut, Apidin, he was a Mari B'malchus. You'll never understand the get. Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni was saying in the name of his Rebbe Rab Yonison that us Amaroyim, we have no Hasog of us as made. And the Mesul Shishonim, when he brings down the din of this Aveda of David, where does he bring it? He brings it in Shar Nikias, where it's Noki. We're talking about Nikias, where it's not even, we're not talking about Avedis. We're talking about Nikias. We're talking about the finest thing in the world. And Alpha became when Nosan Hanovi came over to David and confronted him, why did you do this? Right away he said Chotosi. And his Chotosi was so deep, it was such a tifa Chotosi, that right away Nosan Hanovi stopped him And he told him, don't say any more. And that's why we have a psik. He stopped. Really, there should have been more words. Vayoyim enosin el David. Gam Hashem hever chatos chaloi somos. Hashem is going to take away the aveda. Loi Thomas, you're not going to die. Why? Because you said chatosi. You were going to say everything. You don't have to say everything. Your chatosi was so good. You were moida ala emes, and that's what Hashem wants. You know, when we say Avinu Malkeinu Zechor Ki Ofer Nochno, I remember I asked my father, what does it mean Zechor Ki Ofer Nochno? What does it mean, remember I'm from mud? What does that mean? The Teretz is, because Zechor Ki, Hashem knows that we have a Yetzer Hara. Hashem knows. When we have Tzar because of our Yetzer Hara, Hashem is with us and He also has Tzar. Remember I told you the Heilige Void from the Heilige Baditchever Chet. How do you spell Chet? Ches, Tes, Aleph. Vreg the Baditchever, what's the Aleph doing there? Chet is Ches, Tes, what do we need the Aleph? So he says in every Aveda Hashem was there. Hashem is there. It's a silent Hashem. It's not Cheto. It's Chet. The Aleph is quiet. The Abish is there. And the Abish saw the Agmas Nevesh, the Falorin came before the Chet and during the Chet and after the Chet. Hashem was there. Hashem knows our pain after a Chet. Hashem knows our Yish, our Falorin came. The person wastes his life and he realized, Gevalt, what did I do? The whole Elul, I didn't learn. Oh, Gevalt, I'm standing a few days for Yom Kippur. I didn't open up a safe. I have no shaykhs. I'm so far learned. So Hashem is with us. He's silent. He's just watching with us. He's the it's ches tes with a little aleph, and the aleph is with us. And Hashem is with us. And the Eibusha, and that's all he wants, that we should just be moida. The Eibusha knows our pain. Avinu Malkein is a chorkei ofen anochnu. The Bein Shem, you know I have eitzah hora. You know I have offer in me. And I have a koiches arami. And you know it's so hard for me. Please remember that I'm off and I'm trying my best. That's the That's what the Nosson is telling El David. Hashem is going to take away your Aveda. Look, Thomas, you're not going to die. Why? Because you are Moidala Emes. The most important thing a person is supposed to feel in Yom Kippur, even though I really was going to go through a lot of the Hashamnus, but it's extremely, extremely late, and I don't know if I can go through the Hashamnus now. But let's take it B'derech Klal. It's even better not to go through. They have these Svarim, these booklets in English, where it talks about the Avedis that a person did. My humble opinion is you should not use these Svarim. You should just say Hashamnu B'derech Klal. Don't start thinking through all your Avedis. Just have your feeling, Hashem, I ran away from you. And I have Charota, Chotosi, I feel bad. And this is supposed to be your feeling that you're supposed to run through the whole Yom Kippur. Chotosi, Chotosi, be moida. We come from Shevet Yehuda or Shevet Binyamin. Everybody knows that says Hashvatim is on the other side of the Sambatian. We come from Yehuda or we come from Binyamin. So let's make believe we're our Zayd is Yehuda. And if our Zayd is Yehuda and our Zayd is David, we know that we have these karchas, we could be moida la emes. It says, moida v'oizav yiluchim. I just want to tell you one little word, the Gavaldik Yeregesh. I think I once mentioned it before, but it's good to chazer over this thing. I told you, I think I told you once, I had a friend that came from a poshita house, a house that had a television, and a house that had a regular American house, and the person started growing a beard. It was in the summer, it was in Camp Agulha, it was one of my friends, a counselor, and I asked him, how come you have a beard? Your house doesn't have, you know, you don't come from such a house, he was being, then later it became a chosid. I asked him, why do you have a beard? He says, I'll tell you the truth. He says, I have a Yetzer Hara and I want to go to the movies. But I know I can't. I'm not allowed to. But I can't control myself. All my friends are going. I just want to go to the movies. I don't want to be different. So I have to make a misgeres. I have to make a stop. I have no way to make a stop. So what did I do? I let myself grow a beard. With a beard, I surely can't walk into a movie that I know that I won't be able to do. What was the klukate to this person? He grew up. He's a Magid Shir today in a very big yeshiva. He became a chassidish young man. He's gewaldig, mamish gewaldig. And the whole thing was but a little thing. He was makabel on himself, just a little pool, a little thing. I just heard a story tonight. There was somebody, a bocha in Eretz Yisrael. The bocha also, the same idea. He was a bocha that all of a sudden he let himself grow payas under, like, you know, the ger chassidim have payas, not stam, they put it under the yarmulke, long payas under the yarmulke. And Bechali came from a poshita house in the mamish in Tel Aviv with a poshita house. And his chava asked him, how come you're wearing long payas with the... So he says, I'll tell you the emes. When I come from, I just go to a regular, like this, you know, a school, you know, it's not such a yesarach, it's a poshita school in Tel Aviv. And all my friends on the block, in this building and in that building, they're all fryer people. And every time I come home, these are my friends, and I realize this is not good for me. So the only eitzah for me to do is I wear long payas. And now they run away from me. Oh, you're wearing payas. Oh, yes, payas. We can't have no shaykhs to you. And this bocha became a very big Talmud Chacham. A bocha that ended up in Linang in the Koilut. Why? He did the klukah. He took a little thing, just a little thing. But this little thing was the connection. Rav Yankov Galinsky once told us a moyedike word. He told us a word from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. But the idea, the theme of the idea is like this. It's late Salbi Makatzim. A bank, you know what a bank does? The bank has to look for kol mini connections to the police department. Somebody could, it's a Fort Knox, people could rob the bank and end up with nothing. So what does the bank do? They have very thick wires wrapped up in chains and wrapped up in cool many things that you can't even cut it, and it's under the ground. Then they have wires that are hidden mamish through the windows, and then they have wires, even without wires they have telephones, and then they have wires, they have connection that this, it rings to this house, and this house rings to that house, and then it goes to, they have so many different connections. Why? Because if the Ganav cuts over here, we can still find out to the police force that they'll know about it from the other connections. If the Ganav cuts these two, then we have this connection. Whatever, we have remote control, whatever they do, just get us different connections. The Ganav is always going to cut the big thing. But the little things, he can't find the little things. And you're connected with the little things. A person's connected to the Eibishter with little things. I'll never forget, I once made a Kabbalah. It sounds so funny to bench with a hat and jacket. It's such a little thing. We're talking about Malchias and Zechreinus and Shoifus, Dashem Melech Vachintein Pachtacha. And I'm coming with a little Kabbalah, Blineda. This year I'm going to bench with a hat and with a jacket. Do you know what that did for me? It made me wash my machrayim like a bench. It made me bench from a siddur. It made all my family bench from a siddur. You know how much toiv came out from that? And it's just a posh dazach. The Yetzer Hara will tell you, oh, it's late, you have to run, you have to do this, you have to do that. But if you take a little thing, a klein shikazach, a klein azach, a little thing, a little thing. If you take a little thing, this thing can hold you and protect you, and that's how you'll be connected. Somebody told me a molitik avoid that Rav Siegel, the Grace of Tzadik, said B'shas Tkiya Shofar. He heard it from him himself and explained like this. Hayoyim haras olam. Today is the birthday of the Welt. Today is the beginning. It's like a kotin shenolad. And the first aseres you made shuv, it's like we're just born now. You can form yourself to any form that you want. And Rav Siegel explained, he said, would there be anybody in this shul that would talk during Tkiya Shofar? Nobody. Why? Because you're brought up when you're a little boy. Tkiya Shofar is a helik azach. And Tkiya Shofar is a helik azach when you're brought up at Yingle, you're tzitter, you're quiet, no one talks, and you listen, you're erenst. Because you're brought up at little Yingle, even when you're younger than three, you know about the Shofar, this is the erenst gate. And then when you're four, and you're five, you're 10, 20, 70, 90, as old as you are, you know Tkiya Shofar is a erenst azach. Why? Because you grew up with that when you're small. So Rav Siegel pleaded with the Olam. Now is the beginning. We're not a little kinderlach. It's Hayoyim Haris Olam. It's the beginning of the year. And we could form ourselves the way we want with just a little bit tikkun of Shmiras HaLoshen. Just to be makabel on ourselves a little bit Indian from Shmiras HaLoshen. And it's just the Shlissel, the Vilna Gaon says, that if somebody's makabel on themselves not to hurt, not to talk Loshen Hara, all the other Nyonim Adibur, or if you're makabel yourself, you'll be zeich for such wonderful things. I prefer everybody to sit in the place. I like that you should give out to each boy. I want to show you how this luach works. You pass down to this room. You pass down one to every boy over here. And you pass down one to every boy over here. Do it first. While he passes it out. Let me explain you. I have a long way to go in Shmiras HaLoshen. I still fall through in as much as I try. I have Aliyas and Yelidas. This is the way the Tev of a person goes, Aliyas and Yelidas. The thing that took away from me the most, the biggest wipeout of Cheti Adibu, is when one year I kept a little bit of a Cheshbin. And the Cheshbin was just like this chart is over here. I wrote down some in Yonim, which every week I made a different Cheshbin on Nefesh. This is Mashkiach told me to do this. Every week on Sunday, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, I sat down and I decided what things am I going to try to perfect myself. And of course, as I was writing down on Friday, at every single night, I used to get a gimel, it was terrible. But then after a while, like an accountant, you see, you make a cheshbin. Why must I get a gimel? No, maybe I can get a beis, maybe I can get even an aleph. And then I was slowly changing. And still now, there are times that I get gimels. There's nothing I could do. I'm only a teva. I'm only a mensch. Everybody has a yetzer hara. But I have to keep on trying. Let me just show you how this cheshbin ha-nefesh works. The Chofetz Chaim tells us that there are four zmanim that a person is supposed to do tshuva. Look at the beginning, on the cover. You're supposed to do tshuva every night before you go to sleep. And this is the best time. Because nothing was written yet on Shemayim. When a person goes to sleep, his Heilige Neshama writes everything down in Himmel. But nothing was written yet. So before you go to sleep, keep a little bit of a cheshbin. The second time is Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, before the week ends, keep a little bit of a cheshbin. The next time is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Like, you know, I'm sure you heard about Yom Kippur Cotton. Erev Rosh Chodesh. And then Erev Yom Kippur. That's the fourth time. This is the time to do tshuva. Besides what the Rambam Paskins were supposed to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur also, the Chofetz Chaim says, Api Kaboli, you're supposed to do a Moed Dika tshuva. And what should you do? You should zok the Chofetz Chaim, you should keep a little bit of a cheshbin. Keep a cheshbin of your dibur. How is your dibur going? If your dibur was good, write yourself down an aleph. If it wasn't so good, then write yourself down a beis. And if you really need help, then write yourself down a gimel. Tzorech shipur, write that you need a little bit of perfection. And then if you flip open the side, you'll see that there's so many different things to choose from. A person, you choose down, you see the columns over there, you take every single Erev Shabbos, tomorrow's Erev Shabbos, what thing are you going to try to work on this week? Are you going to work on, you'll try not to talk Lashon Hara on a Yochid, or maybe Lashon Hara on a Tzibur? How about you shouldn't say a Moitzi Shemra on somebody? You shouldn't complain about anything but Hashem does. You shouldn't be Reuchel, don't bring from one thing to the other person. Don't be Magala a secret. Somebody tells you something, keep it to yourself. You have no lishus really to say it over. You shouldn't lie. You shouldn't lie with mominis. No edus sheker, no shvua sheker. Don't chant for somebody that does something wrong. Reuven beats up Shimon, you told him, oh, you hit him good. Don't do that. That's chanifa. Never give praise to a rasha. That's called chanifa. Litzonis, did you ever make fun of somebody making fun of something that's choshev? Or dvorim betelim, or mafsik memishnosa, and it continues, bitl toiro, reading something you shouldn't be reading. Oinoz dvorim halbonis ponim, gaiv, and it continues the whole settle. The Chofetz Chaim tells us, and all Machanchim hold this way, that when you start keeping a cheshbon, don't keep a cheshbon on everything and don't think hard things. Take one thing. I think it's kedai, we should take one thing, all of us together, and that's called Oinoaz Dvorim. Never hurt anybody with your mouth. Don't hurt anybody. You don't know what it means. So many times I see it, I see with little kids on the block, little kids are playing, and one kid are playing ball, and one kid drops the ball. And it was so, in the matter where they say divrei buz and then mevazah, the little kid is so small, and his heart is so small, it's not even a tefach yet, it's so small, and that little broken heart gets so little broken. Why? Because they will mevazah him. If we would be trained not to hurt anybody's feelings, nobody's feelings, never zog anybody down, control yourself, hold yourself back. It says that if you, somebody zog to a line, he lets you have it, and you don't answer. It's the biggest strength. My Rebbe the Mashkiach, that's his strongest midah. No matter what anybody yells, people have tainus and they come with tainus. He never answers. He's quiet and he can control himself. He knows. He knows how to control himself. He doesn't answer back. He can answer back. He's a zokin. He's a person that has a chosh of a position. He gets to put that person in his place in 1 second. But he controls himself. He lets himself be the nirdof. If we take everybody, bli nedav, we're mishtadl, we'll write down on the noisim l'shvua zeh. Take one thing called oinoaz dvorim. We'll try to be mishtadl, and just every night, write a cheshbon. Did you hurt anybody's feelings or not? If you hurt one person's feelings, he could still write an aleph. But if you already hurt two people's, then you already have to write a beis. And if there was absolutely no control, then you have to write a gimel. And every day, you keep a cheshbon for one thing at a time, and you continue. And as you continue, you'll see the Eibishol bench you habol l'sayim m'sayim o'isoy. The Eibishol should bench us all. We have a moedidika tog that's coming that's called Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur. The Eibishol should bench us. We should stel sich zu to a moedidika tog and we should all be zeicher to lifnei Hashem titaru. Just one more thing. There's just a little matana that Chevi Shmir Saloshin is giving every boy. A little thing you can hang up in your room with those boys that have, when you go home, you can hang it up on a car. It's a little picture of the Chofetz Chaim with the Tfilas HaDerech. We made a mistake. We printed Shem Hashem on it. You have to watch it. You have to be careful. It has Kedusha. But we put a little hook on it, so you can hang it up someplace that shouldn't chas v'shalom fall on the floor. And let the picture from the Chofetz Chaim says you should always have a little reminder about Shmir Saloshin. Let this little painting of the Chofetz Chaim be a reminder for all of us.